Changing minds one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Akina. How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I am doing awesome. I just finished today my very first century ride, and it was a very, very cool experience, and it was really amazing, and I feel very, very accomplished tonight and very sore, so I'm really looking forward to the call. I'm very revved up. I have one of my good friends on the line tonight for our first Sunday Superstars call, and that's my friend Danny Patterson. And, you know, Danny is just such an inspiration to me. I love him dearly. He's an amazing individual. When I first heard his story, I knew we had to feature him as one of our first Sunday Superstars. So for those of you who have maybe been calling in for the first time tonight, or one of our regular listeners who missed our premiere debut of First Sunday Superstars last month, the first Sunday of every month, what we're going to do is we're going to bring someone on our call who has changed their life dramatically and turned their life around, went from zero to hero, and that's what we're about. So, you know, Change Your Minds Online, we believe in the ability and the power to change your life. And, you know, often we give you strategies, we give you tips, we give you advice, we share our life, we share our stories on what we're doing, but we also want to give you some examples of people who have done, you know, what we're talking about. So Danny is definitely one of those people. Danny, welcome to the call. How are you doing tonight?
Good, thank you. How are you all doing?
Awesome, thank you.
Great.
And, you know, Danny, one of the things I love so much about you is you're so open and generous with everyone and just sharing your story and sharing who you are. So I know the amazing person that you are today. But, you know, before we get into, you know, how amazing you are right now, can you give us a little bit of a picture of what your life was like, you know, when you were experiencing kind of those dark moments? What was going on in your life?
Oh, the dark moments started very early. When I was a senior in high school, my father passed away to suicide, and it really just sent my entire world in a downward spiral from there. It was terrible. I got uprooted from everything that I knew and was comfortable with and got sent to Florida from a small town in Minnesota. And it got really dark when I got down there. Lots of drugs and poor life choices. And It was not good. Didn't have very many positive outlooks. But from
there,
I'm
sorry, last second. Apologize about that. And it sounds like, you know, that's just a horrible experience. And, you know, what happened after you moved to Florida?
After I got to Florida, I tried to, I'm from a town where everybody knows everybody, and, you know, everybody up here would give you the shirt off their backs if you needed it. They're incredibly helpful. And down there, I expected the same, and that's just the person that I am. I'm totally willing to help people out. So when my father passed, I got a very large insurance policy, and so I had more money than I'd ever thought I'd have. And I had all these quote-unquote friends that were always seemed to be in a bind. And they had no problems helping me come up with ways to spend my father's money. And after that, once I was completely broke, I had over six figures in the bank, and it was completely gone in less than a year. And after that, all my friends disappeared. I had nobody. I had nothing. And it really just started, you know, going from an 18-year-old kid who never thought he was going to have to work again to grinding it out at a couple different jobs just to pay rent. And then and then finding out I had a baby on the way, it really just, I had to start over so many different times that it made it very, very hard. After my son was born, things started to have a bit of a brighter outlook. I started working hard. I had a great job, making enough money to support my new family. And then the recession hit, and out of 220 people that worked at my job, 120 of us got laid off. And that's when I got real bad into drinking, and I lost my marriage, fell apart. I never got to see my son. I haven't, still don't get to see him. But, it's definitely coming around at this point.
The advice thank you for open and it's so hard to come public and share this and be this raw and emotional. But I just really want to kind of come and to thank you and let you know you're helping so many people, because there's so many people in this world who have lost something. And unfortunately a lot of people do turn to drinking. And that's a really hard habit to kick.
Yeah, that was one of the hardest ones. When my drinking got very bad and my marriage did fall apart, I ended up coming back home to Minnesota, to the small town that I'm from, just to be closer to family, and hoping that that would be, the be-all and end-all. Like, all right, I got my family back. This is going to work. And my drinking didn't stop, though, because I was still very, very upset about everything. I mean, I'm used to having my wife and my son around, and they're not here. And, how do I sleep at night? Because that wasn't happening. So I would drink, and I would drink until I blacked out, and I would call that sleeping. And that's no way to live life. That is not a healthy habit to have at all. And while I was up here in Minnesota and just got back up here, I went to live with my brother and his family, and it was a very big household. My brother, his wife, his three kids, his stepson, and so there's a lot of people, a lot of different personalities to have in a house. And with all the drinking, all those personalities did not match, and I ended up getting arrested for having an altercation with my brother, and I spent my first stint in jail, which lasted 3 weeks. And I decided at that point that was nothing I ever wanted to do again. That was long enough. That is horrible. So got out of that, was out on bond, came back up to live with my mom, which was about 4 hours north, and I got a good job, started working. I got my first nice paycheck and decided to go celebrate with drinking. And got arrested that night for a DUI. So that put me back in jail, something I decided I'd never wanted to do again. And, when I talked about how the people in my small town would help you if you needed it, that's what happened. I had some intervention from one of the local law enforcement officers, called down and told the prosecuting attorney in my first case that, he's going to take care of me. He's going to make sure I get on the right track. I'm going to get involved in the drug court program up here, and they're going to make sure nothing like this ever happened again. And they decided to not revoke the bond that I was out on, not hit my mom with an $11,000 fine, and just let me go about my way as long as I had proved that I wouldn't do this, anything like that again. And with that intention, I went into the drug court program, which is about 18 months of minimal contact from a probation officer, weekly check-ins with a judge, and a committee of people to make sure you're doing all right. And that was incredibly helpful. I got involved with AA. I got a sponsor, and everything just started to get better and better and better. And I continued to go to meetings occasionally, and I still keep in touch with my sponsor. And the biggest thing that I took away from that entire process was I thought everything was just bad timing. Like, oh, you know, it wasn't my drinking that caused my relationship to fall apart and get me back in Minnesota. And it wasn't my drinking that caused me to get in an altercation with my brother that landed me in jail. It wasn't my drinking that got me arrested again. But it was. And my sponsor said, you know, the only way to tell if you have a drinking problem is to stop drinking. And if you quit drinking and your problems go away, then you had a problem. So since I haven't had a drink, which is over 3.5 years now, I've been able to accomplish so much more in life and go into every situation clear-headed, actually handle issues that come up rather than just try to hide from them in a bottle. And I've just been able to accomplish a lot more.
Wow, that is a great, great story. And it sounds like your drug rehabilitation was the turning point in your life. So tell us about some of the things that has happened since you've been rehabilitated.
Since I haven't been involved with drugs or alcohol, I became a licensed firefighter in the state of Minnesota, which is something I would have never even dreamed of doing had I still been drinking. So that was really important for me. I mean, they're taking big tests, and I'm responsible for my friends and families and their belongings and their lives when we go into fires. And I've actually done pretty well on my department, or I'm actually an officer on my department now, which I'm the training officer, so I'm responsible for coming up with training activities, making sure that my department stay up with the codes and the requirements that are mandated down from the state. So that's been one really big accomplishment that I'm incredibly proud of. The second is I became a licensed EMT, and my license is recognized anywhere in the country. My license is, and I'm licensed and registered, and it'll be recognized anywhere in the country, but because of my past and the things that I've done, I can't get hired in the town that I live in. So that was a bit of a shock and a bummer. As everybody says, you know, don't judge me by my past. I don't live there anymore. But it's really hard not to dwell on it when it seems everybody else seems to. So, you know, I decided that, you know, that's not for me. I'm not going to be upset about it because I know what I did, and it's just part of the repercussions from, you know, owning up to your actions. The other accomplishments. I have my own house. That's something else I never would have been able to do while drinking. And I've maintained the same job for as long as I've wanted. Whereas when I was drinking, if I didn't feel like going, I wouldn't go. And then I'd have to find another one rather than changing jobs on my own terms.
So. Very good, Danny. You know, you brought up a great point about how, you know, you have to change the way you think about your past and that other people may see you in a certain way, but you choose not to define yourself by your history, and you choose to define yourself a different way. You know, in a Changing Minds Online, we truly believe from the bottom of our hearts, you know, we're very, very passionate about the fact that, you know, you do have the ability to define your life any way that you want, and you don't have to, you know, you can let go of your story at any time, and oftentimes we define ourselves by these lies that other people told us, you know, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough. And at any given moment, we can choose to create a different story for ourselves. You know, what role did changing your mindset play in changing your life?
Well, it was incredibly important. I mean, it's there's a couple different things that I came across where I went, you know, I don't have to be defined by my past financial failures and, you know, my past shortcomings. Like, that's not me. I don't live there anymore. I am the result of those issues, and now it's how do I be better tomorrow? You know, that all that stuff, it already happened. There's nothing you can do about it. It you have to focus on how you can do something more productive, more valuable tomorrow. And that's what I focus on. It's really hard sometimes because there are a lot of naysayers out there who are like, oh, you messed this up, and we don't think we can trust you with this. But I got lost for words right there. It's really unimportant what other people say about you and what they think about you compared to what you can do and what you're able to if you put your mind to it.
I totally agree with that, Danny. You know, a lot of people are stuck with what other people say. They can't do this because somebody else said this, or they can't do that because somebody said that. And if you go with other people's beliefs, you'll never find your own. And I think that is a great point. So when did you realize that you just didn't, it didn't matter what other people said?
You know, when I started achieving these things and setting these goals for myself, when I quit drinking, when I was drinking and using, I didn't set goals. You know, once I realized I can start accomplishing these things and I can do this and I will be this, that's when it doesn't matter what Joe Ordinary on the street says. You know, I can do what I choose to do. I can be the hero of my own movie.
I totally
agree. That's
really
beautiful. That's a beautiful analogy. I like that you are your own hero. And, you know, we are very, in Changing Minds Online, you know, Akeem and I both, we strive as much as possible to come from a place of non-judgment and come from a place of love. And, you know, all of us have done something in our lives we're not proud of. And, you know, everyone's story is different. Everyone's history is different. But, you know, we all have experienced something that we wish we could take back or that we wish we didn't do. And, you know, Tina, I'm sure you would agree with me. You know, and one of the things we just want to say to anyone listening in on the call tonight, if, you know, if you are having an issue with drugs or alcohol at this time, you know, we just want to pray for you that you get the support and help you need and just know you can make your life better, you know, and you can change it. And I know it's really hard. You know, I've been myself in a situation where I needed to pick up my life, and it's not easy. And it's not just a choice that you make once and then, you know, changes. It's a decision that you make every single day for the rest of your life to let the past go. And, you know, it's so important because if you don't let the past go, you can't create the future. And, you know, Danny, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to bring you on the show, and that's what really our whole First Sunday Superstars is all about, is helping people understand that, you know, you can change. You've changed your life. You know, I've changed my life. Akeena has changed her life. And, you know, you and we are all living examples and proof that it really does work and it can be done. And, you know, we're all wonderful people, but we're not exceptional. There's nothing special about us. We don't have this gift that nobody else has. And I mean, we're all special and we're all exceptional. But there's nothing that, you know, we don't have anything that everyone doesn't have access to. And, you know, I believe in affirmations and I talk about them all the time. And I have them written in so many places in my house. But, you know, on my refrigerator, it says right now, and I'm looking at it, I already have everything I need to create the life of my dreams. And we want all of our listeners to know that you truly do have everything you need to create the life of their dreams. So, Danny, if there's someone on the call tonight or listening, you know, maybe later, maybe, you know, maybe someone will send this out to a friend who's in a position where you were, who doesn't believe their life can change, or maybe that person, you know, wants to change and doesn't know how, what advice can you give them?
Just remember that God never gives you more than you can handle. And I mean, we're all, everybody, regardless of how strong you think you are, as long as you wake up and you can do whatever you want that day. You know, just choose to be better. And if you're having an issue with something, don't be so self-absorbed or don't have so much pride where you can't ask for help. Asking for help is crucial. There's people out there who can and will help you. It's their job. It's what they live for. And you don't have to go through all this by yourself.
That is so important for people to know. There's a lot of people out there that think that they're going through life all alone and are scared to reach out to ask for help. But when you ask for help and when you accepted help, that's when your life got better. Isn't that right, Danny?
Of course. Yeah, it's 110%. Like, you can't argue with the result. Like, it's when you put your pride away and say, you know what, maybe I do need some help with this. Maybe there is an issue. And maybe you are going down things the right way, but you just need a little bit of a push. Or if there's someone that's been there and they can tell you, I mean, you got to be able to accept the help. That's the other big part. Like, instead of just saying, oh, this person doesn't know what they're talking about, they don't know me. They probably don't, but they've had a similar encounter. There's no such thing as bad knowledge. And so if somebody's out there telling you, you know,
it's okay, Danny, you're doing great. Thank you for being
open
and honest.
Yeah, tongue-tied.
It's not, it's not easy to come on these calls and, you know, just share so rawly what you're doing. And, you know, you are such a generous and beautiful human being. And, you know, I know that people's lives are going to be changed. And there's someone on this call tonight where they needed to hear your story and be that catalyst. So, you know, don't worry about it. Take your time. Everyone's here and listening and lovingly kind of supporting you. So, you know, we're here for you.
Yeah. It's truly amazing what you're capable of. When you put your guard down and just say, I need help. And the amount of people that are out there that can and will help you, you just have to open up. You just have to say please. And it may not always be what you want to hear, but typically it's going to get you to where you need to be.
Oh my goodness, that is great. That's great. And if anyone, thank you so much, Danny, for being on the call today and being so open and honest with us and with the listeners today. It was a pleasure to have you here.
Well, it was my pleasure to be here.
And if one of the listeners was touched by something that you said, how could they get in contact with you so maybe you could share a little bit more with them?
My Facebook's open 24 hours a day. Danny Patterson, the bald guy holding the big fish. I think I may have changed the picture, but that's typically the easiest way to get a hold of me. If you have any questions or if you feel that I can help you in any way, please don't hesitate.
Yes, thank you, Danny. And, you know, I also just want to encourage our listeners that if you have a friend, and maybe it's not you, maybe it's a friend, a family member who is in a situation where they do need to get help, and if they're not believing that they can or they just need that encouragement that other people have and they're on that path, you know, send them the recording of our podcast. And then, I know, Akina, we have some new places they can find them, and we're really, like, we're everywhere, so no matter where or how you access podcasts or recorded stuff, it's on everything now. Akina is amazing at getting us on social media, and I know I say it every week, but every week we're someplace else. So, Akina, I don't even know the current list. Can you let the Meta listeners know all the different places they can find us right now?
Well, certainly. They can find us on Podomatic, iTunes, We are now on Stitcher. We're brand new on TuneIn. We're on all the pod directories. So if you want us, you can find us. We are there at the touch of your fingertips, and we're also on the Changing Minds Online app. So if you download it on your Android or your iPhone, you can get your show anytime you want it for quick, easy reference. And, of course, you can find us at changeyourmindsonline.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and Google Plus.
Yes, and don't forget YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. I know we're on those as well. As the list gets longer, it gets harder and harder to remember all those places. But no matter where you are, or no matter where you are, no matter what you listen to, we have you covered. So thank you, everyone, for calling in tonight. Thank you again, Danny, for just being who you are and just sharing it with us. You know, we love you, and, you know, you're amazing, and I'm so proud of you for everything you've accomplished.
Thank you, ladies. Like I said, I really enjoyed being on here. It's my first time. Hope you couldn't tell.
You did great. Don't worry about it. And, you know, that's what we're all about. And we are about real people and real stories changing their lives. And real people who just said, you know what, not to this call. It's something, you know, are changing mind-on-mind, first Sunday superstars. And Akeen and I, you know, we never did radio before this either. So we're all learning together. We're all growing together. You know, thank you again to everyone who called in. We hope that this call touched you tonight. We love you. God bless, and have a great evening.
Have a good evening, everyone. Good night.